The Office of the Chief Scientist has conducted its first comprehensive analysis of Australia's science, technology, engineering and mathematics workforce, also known as STEM. The report shows 2.3 million people are employed in STEM industries, but there's a significant pay gap between men and women. Chief Scientist Dr. Alan Finkel spoke to AM's Thomas Ariti.
We decided that it was important to go out and use the data from the 2011 census and do a deep analysis of the careers and the salaries and the opportunities that STEM graduates face. There will be a new census set of data coming out, which will be available for analysis by 2018. And our goal is to look at the shifts to see what we can learn from those trajectories.
So what would you say to students who are considering studying a STEM discipline?
I would say, if you enjoy it, do it. Because the reality is, the idea of doing a particular undergraduate degree with the intention of working for the rest of your working career in that discipline is just fundamentally old hat. 45% of the jobs that we know of today will disappear in the next 15 years. What we do know is 75% of the replacement jobs for those jobs that will disappear will require some degree of STEM skills.
The report looks at the extra earning power of people who are STEM qualified, particularly for PhD graduates, but it's also found that the STEM qualified population isn't growing as much as what's been called the non-STEM qualified population. Why do you think that is?
Our economy is shifting towards a service-based economy, and therefore career counsellors don't see the relevance of advising young people to do STEM. But I think it's a mistake because it's well identified through a number of studies that have been done that the new jobs of the future will more and more require STEM skills. We're entering an era where we need to decouple the idea of training in a specific discipline with what you're doing later on.
The report also highlights a gender imbalance, with women comprising just 16% of the STEM workforce, and there's a significant gender pay gap as well. Do you think that there's enough being done to change that?
It's a serious problem. I don't think there's being enough done, but I think there's a considerable effort being undertaken. One of the things that's particularly interesting is Australian universities are signing up to participate in a scheme called the Athena Swan Scheme. And this is a scheme that is very demanding of universities and medical research institutes in terms of what they're doing to totally transform themselves to achieve gender equity.
With regards to the gender pay gap, the reports found that 12% of female STEM graduates earn in the top income bracket as opposed to 32% for men. Is that a gap we're seeing in the STEM workforce globally?
Yes, I think Australia is quite similar to what you see across the OECD. That's unacceptable. It has to improve. The beauty of the analysis that we've done in this report is it's giving us a baseline. We'll be able to see with the next census data whether there has been an improvement.
The major political parties are highlighting the importance of these skills and a focus on innovation to ensure we have a strong economy. Do you think we're heading in the right direction?
I think that the nature of the debate, the investments that are being made are definitely heading in the right direction. The recent announcements from the government or the announcements last year that are changing the culture and the capital and investing in technical skills will help. There is no magic bullet solution. But one thing I must point out is that Australia is not a country without innovation. We have tremendous levels of innovation being clearly exhibited in a number of our industries, mining in particular and banking and tourism. We're missing out, though, on the opportunity that Singapore and Israel and California, if you can think of California as a country, have tapped into through their investment in high-tech innovation. And that's where the government and I think the policies of the opposition are directing themselves.
Chief Scientist Dr. Alan Finkel speaking there to Thomas Ariti.